Learning Nefesh HaChaim, Shar Aleph, we're in chapter 15, and we started the chapter about halfway through almost. We were speaking about, in the last class, we first described the roles of Neshama, Ruach, and Nefesh, and how they link specifically to thought, speech, and action. And then he went on to explain that, to answer a question, doesn't Neshama come from the word Neshima, which is breath, and therefore breath we'd assume has got to do with the power of speech. But we're saying that breath is thought. Why is breath thought? And the answer he gave, that breath refers to the breath of Hashem, which Baruch Hu created the world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu empowers us, or he gives us our Neshama is the breath of Hashem. The Neshima, which is the breath, is the breath of Hashem, which is our Neshama, which is what he says, that really hovers above our head. The two lower levels, Ruach and Nefesh, are within us. Nefesh is the basic soul, is the Nefesh, what's called the Nefesh Yosodis, the basic soul, the desire to survive, the instinct for survival, and the person looks after his physical well-being. The Ruach, which is linked to emotions, and also the Neshama, which is linked to intellect. But he says we don't actually reach the level of intellect. We don't really reach the level of Neshama. There were some exceptions. The one exception being Adam HaRishon, who was extremely tall. Spiritually he was tall. Not physically he was tall. Spiritually he was tall. He reached to the heavens. So he actually, his Neshama was part of his, was within him. He had the Neshama within himself. Whereas for us the Neshama is above our heads. The other exception being Moshe Rabbeinu, that also his spiritual stature encompassed his neshama, and that's why he was called Ish Elokim, because the level neshama, when it comes to high worlds, is called Elokus. The level of neshama up is called Elokus. And in the notes he also brings that Chanoich actually got to the neshama of his neshama, because we have nefesh, and then above that ruach, then neshama, and then there's the neshama of the neshama. That's what we call Chaya. But it's also called the Neshama of the Neshama. And Chanoch actually got to the level of the Neshama of the Neshama. And that's why the world rejected him. He couldn't live in this world. He didn't fit this world. That was Chanoch. And apparently also Eliyahu. And this the Nefesh HaChaim himself brings later, Eliyahu Novi also, that he went up to the heavens in the chariot. He didn't die in a normal way. His body left this world for the heavens. Also reached this level of Neshama. But besides those exceptions, by us there is no such. We don't really have neshama within us. We just have it hovering above us. So let's just start the passage that starts with Zulosso Eloi Zoche Lea Shum Odom.
So this is where the person gets inspiration. What is that?
So we're going to see. He's going to describe. Right. He's going to describe it. So Zulosso Eloi Zoche Lea Shum Odom. So with the exceptions that we've just brought, no person ever merited to have the neshama within him. Rak behiras nitzutze or misnoitzitzi mimenu al roisha odam azoichele. It's just that sparks of light, spark. You know, they shine on him. There's a sort of a gleam, a sheen that comes on his head of the person who merits it. You know, he can't get to it, but he can. There's sort of sparks that it gives off, a little shimmerings of light it gives off, which a person can get. He can attune to those sparks. He can pick up those sparks. Pick up those that radiance.
Is that neshama? Or is that?
Yeah. So the person can pick up radiance of the neshama. He can't get the neshama itself, but the neshama itself radiates a certain light. A certain spark that comes off, sort of a light that gleams out of the neshama, that the person can pick up. Kol echad lefi madrigosoi, each individual according to his level, ulefum shiura dilein, according to his own stature. His own spiritual stature, his own spiritual height. Ma'an b'ram himne, yipach ba'apav nishmas chayim. So on the pasuk that says that Hashem breathed into Adam HaRishon nishmas chayim, a living soul, but he used the word neshama, nishmas chayim. So on that, the Zohar says, pshat da'il dyukne de'al barnash. That's the Dukna, that's the Tzelem Elokim, that's the image of Hashem, which is above a person. You know, it's not in a person, but it's above him. It sort of hovers above his head. Right? There's this higher being that he can aspire towards. He can sort of work towards reaching this higher reality, this higher consciousness, that it's above, he said.
But the pashtus of the apal is inside of him or not?
Right, but the Zohar says the pshat is the albarnash. Right, so you're right. From the pasuk, it sounds like that he breathed it into the person. The yipach be'apav, he blew in his nostrils. Nishmas chayim, the living neshama. But the Zohar says pshat is that's the tzelem elokim, which is above, which hovers above the person. So there's his source that the neshama is not actually in the person. Another Zohar from Zohar Chodesh in Rus is zochi. If a person merits kedei nachaso elei, when it rests above him, on him, revu yati mele'elo, so a certain extra greatness comes on him from above. Isare elei mil'ole isare kadusha, so he's aroused from the spirit above, a holy arousement, a holy spiritual excitement. V'sharia alei devanash, and this rests on the person. V'sachale, and it encompasses him, it surrounds him. Mikol sitrin, it surrounds him. There's some sort of a spirit that is above his head and surrounds him. Mikol sitrin on all sides. V'hu isare d'sharia alei mi'asa ilohu. And this arousement that rests on him comes from a very lofty place. Umay shme, and what's it called? What's this lofty place that this arousement comes from? Neshama shme. It's from the neshama. So there's an arousement, there's a light that comes down on a person, that surrounds a person, which comes from the neshama. But again, backing what he's saying, that the neshama is not within the Adam, it's above the Adam. V'yam esens l'Adam b'ina yaseir, l'haskil v'sichlius pnimis ha'gnuzim v'sirasein ha'kdusha. Right, and this gives these lights that come, that gleam on him from the neshama, give a person extra insight to understand, to penetrate, for his thoughts to penetrate, to understand, to work out with sichlius pnimius, right, with deeper thoughts, very deeper thoughts, inner thoughts which are normally hidden in the Torah. Inner thoughts that are hidden in the Torah, a person can access them by these gleamings of light. And in the notes here below, he brings that Avinu Harishon, we speak about Avram Avinu, he was able to grasp the neshama of the neshama. He was able to get to it. It seems to be that he was able to access the neshama of his neshama, which is not just the level of neshama, it's the level even above it. And there, with that light that shone down on him, he could use that light to see. That light turns on very bright lights. So those lights help you to see what you wouldn't normally see. So he was able to use those lights, which that gleam from above, which came from the neshama of his neshama, he was able to see the Torah Kedusha. And even though the Hashem had not given him the Torah, he was able to grasp the Torah, he was able to see the Torah. Chochmas Elyonus Hayugluyus Lefonov. And upper wisdoms, higher, very lofty wisdoms, became revealed to him. So when we say that Avraham Avinu, but the Chazal said that his kidneys taught him Torah. His kidneys taught him Torah. But it meant that he somehow was able to access Torah. So according to this teaching that he brings here, he got to a very high level. He was able to reach the neshama of his neshama, and from there he could see things that normal people can't see. Right, another source he brings here in the text, Ukumosh Kosov Sisre Tira, Marshes Lechlecha, Neshoma Isar Le'enish Bebino. The arousement of the Neshoma, the light that the Neshoma gives off, arouses the person in the aspect of his Bina. Now, it shines into the person's insight, into the person's understanding. There's a light that shines into his understanding and helps him to understand new concepts. Also, Zohar Chodesh, Isar Be Chachmosa Ilo. He was aroused within him and higher wisdom. Somehow he accessed this higher wisdom. This light shining on him gave him some sort of access to a higher wisdom. So the Eitz Chaim writes as follows: Amnam lo kol odom zeich lezeh. It's not every person who merits to reach this level. V'dak yimusha yesh biyod koyach b'maisov. Someone who has the power of deeds. When he says the power of deeds, he means the power of good deeds. A person who has maisim tovim, that empowers him. A person who's a good person, who does good acts, does mitzvahs, he fulfills mitzvahs, and he's moisa nefesh for the rotzen of Hashem, to please Hashem, to do the will of Hashem. So one who has koyach b'maisov, he has powerful deeds, as Yelo is Schire Niflo B'Torah. So he will have a wondrous memory when it comes to Torah. A very interesting thing, right? He'll have a wondrous memory. We think that memory is just, well, we say memory is a gift. But who gets this gift? So it says this person who Zoichet to Maisim Tovim, he merits a wondrous memory in Torah because he has access to those data banks, right? These heavenly data banks, and he's just, they're open to him. The doors are open to him. He can just peruse them whenever he wants. So therefore, all that memory is available to him. V'yavin kol razei ha-Torah, and he understands the secrets of the Torah. V'yizgalu lo razei ha-Torah kitikunan, and the secrets of the Torah are revealed to him correctly, in a correct way. That's from the Eitz Chaim. See later when we speak about one's upper root, right? The upper root of a person, which empowers a person. So there we're also going to come onto this. It's, you know, this reaching this ha'ora, this light that glows above a person's head. There's a spirit within a person, as a pasuk in Yoiv. This is a pasuk. The first spirit within a person, v'nishmas shakai tivinaim. Nishma, the neshama of Shaka, Hashem tivinaim, gives him bina, gives him insight, teaches him. This concept of ruach, whom mishtalshtel, it comes down, it descends, umushba, and it influences him. It pours down on him. V'nichnas b'seich adam, it pours down and enters the person. So this upper wisdom, it pours into this person. Of neshama nishmas shakai, however, this neshama, which is nishmas shakai, we said it's the breath of Hashem. Neshama losh neshima is the breath of Hashem. Reitz leima neshima spiv yisborach, the breath from Hashem's mouth. And atzmusa mushpa misgale v'seich adam, its essence doesn't actually pour into the person himself. The neshama itself doesn't enter the person himself, like we said before. Kihi meroimim tishkun, because it dwells in higher worlds, it dwells in very, very elevated worlds. The seich piv yisborach kaviyochol. So to speak, it's within Hashem's mouth. It's something very high. It's in Hashem's mouth. Actually, in the tenus lebina, just that it gives him something. There is some sort of light that comes from it. It gives him an insight. Ben itzoytze oira alav, with these sparks of light that come onto the person, that shine onto the person. Askiloi, to enlighten him. To enlighten him, beimke matzpune atira kedusha, to the depths of the hidden recesses of the Holy Torah. That which the Zohar and the Mekubalim say,
he says
he
accesses it through his action. How does he access?
His action, right. When we spoke before about actions, it means his actions give him the merit to access this light. Masha Kosov the Zohar and the Mekubalim Shebchinas and Shoma Mishkanu v'Moyach HaAdam. Ah, the Zohar and the Mekubalim are right that the place of the Neshoma is in the mind of a person. So that seemingly contradicts what we were saying before. It says that the neshama rests within a person's mind, in a person's brain. Kavanosim zal, there the intention of the chazal is al netzutze ziv oira. It's not talking about the neshama itself, but rather the lights, the flares, the reflections, the gleamings of light, which comes into his mind. Hamaskelis moicha v'sichla, which enlighten his mind, which enlighten his intellect. It's not the neshama itself. It's just the lights of the neshama into his brain. It doesn't mean that the neshama enters his brain. The ikar kavanosim zal, and really the intention of Chazal is al bechinas reishin gimel reishin shel ruach soid hamoichin shel ruach soid hamoichin. It's really referring to the three heads of ruach. Right? Remember, the level below neshama is the level of ruach. Now, Ruach also is a full height. It's got different levels within it. Right? Each one of these levels is themselves broken up into different levels. So, therefore, the highest part of Ruach, which is just below Neshama, is called the three heads of Ruach. The three heads of Ruach, because when we speak about the Esa spheres, we speak about the head and the body, and the head is normally made of three elements. When he speaks about the three heads of Ruach, that's Soid HaMoichim, the secret of Moichid, the secret of intellect and brains, the lights, the intelligence. So these heads, three heads of Ruach, are sometimes within a person. Even the Ruach does enter a person, but the heads of Ruach are sometimes within a person, they're sometimes shining in the person, upon the stalking, and sometimes they rise higher than the person. As an addition, right? A person has times when he's on a higher plane. Right? We all have times when we have clarity of thought, we're able to do more, we feel more energized, we feel more inspired, we're more in tune with life around us. So it comes as a tosefis, it comes as an addition. These three heads, which enlighten us, which inspire us, they come as a tosefis from time to time. The Misha Zechel is it, the one who merits it. So these three heads are not the neshoma itself. When it speaks about neshoma in the mind, it's referring to the three heads of Ruach. Achosid Moreinu v'Rabbeinu HaRav Eliyahu Zal. It's referring to the Vilna Gaon. So writes the Vilna Gaon, but it's not referring to Neshom. It's referring to the heads of Ruach, the Be'ur al Hecholus, when he explains the Kabbalistic writings that are from the Vilna Gaon. When he explains the Hecholus, so this is one of the things he explains. V'Hakol Echad, and really what we're saying all comes together, it's all really the same idea. Shebechina tachtoinu shel haneshoma misnotzeses b'deyo v'sichlo laskiloi. But at the lowest level of neshoma, neshoma is above the person, but the very lowest level of neshoma does gleam into a person's intellect to enlighten him. Hihi gimel reishin shel ruach. So the lowest level of neshoma, which shines into the person, is itself the three heads of ruach. You see, because the different levels, there's an overlap. So the top of one level is the bottom of the level beneath it, right? There's an overlap. And the top of the lower level is the bottom of the high level. There's an overlap of the two. One overlaps the other. So that's what he's saying. At the very lowest level in the Shomba, which is the part that shines into the person, is the three heads of Ruach, Moichim Shulik, Moshi Zboi Lefanein, as we're still going to explain later. Okay, which takes us on to chapter 16. Design. Now those who think about what we're learning here, right? Those who strive to understand what we're learning here will understand. So this is also at the upper root. By the way, right, a tree's roots are in the ground, the lowest part. In terms of us, spiritually speaking, our roots are in the highest of heavens, right? That's where everything starts from the highest of the roots, upper roots. We understand that the same idea exists in the upper roots. Because it's only the very lowest aspect of the mother of sons, which is Soid Nishmas Chaim Milo, which is the secret of the upper neshama. This is what spreads out and enters the inside of a person, enters the mind of a person. As an addition, as an additional inspiration, which comes after a person, so to speak, prepares himself, after a person fixes himself or elevates himself through his actions, through pleasing actions. He pleases Hashem, he does pleasing actions to Hashem, he elevates himself, and therefore he's able to receive this enlightenment. Now this phrase is speaking about Aim Habonim, the mother of children. So we speak about, you know, the same levels we're speaking about. So they're levels that we speak about. We speak about father, mother, son, daughter. Those are four levels: father, mother, son, daughter, and that parallels Chochma Bina. Right? Chochma is father, Bina is the mother. Then the son is Zer Anpin. Not right? Which are the six ends of Ktzavus, which is Tiferis. Right, so it's the six Midas. And daughters is Malchus. Right? Those are that's part of the ten spheres. And you have Keter on the top. So when we speak about the mother of this children, the mother refers to Bina, which is Nisham, which is level of Nisham. Okay, it's level number, right? You have Kesa, Chochma, Bina. So Bina is mother. And the crown, father, mother. So mother is the third level. And then you have son, daughter. So this daughter is the lowest level, that would be Nefesh, and the high level is son, that would be Ruach, and then the mother of the children is the Neshama. That parallels the Neshama. The father would be the Neshama, and then the Yechidah refers to the Keter, that's and that's already a much higher level. So therefore, again, we're just bringing here that the mother illuminates the children, so that refers to the neshama. And this is the secret of the holy moichin, the holy mind, so to speak, the holy illuminations. Gimel reishin delay, these three heads. We spoke about the three heads of Ruach. She'ikrahu shesh ktsovis, which itself is the six corners. The six corners. Kamavu ala beidu beitz chaim shar abba ve'ima. Let's explain over there the six. We spoke about the upper part of a lower level is the lower part of the higher level. So the sixth side, that's the lowest side of the lowest part of the neshama, and that's where the upper side of the ruach is able to access. What overlaps the others? It's the three heads of the ruach, which are part of the six ktsovis, right? The six midas of the lower levels of the neshama. He brings all these different sources, and he's now going to go into this whole thing about this overlapping. Right, he obviously knew his stuff. Rav Chaim Volozhin. Next paragraph. This is what the sages say, that the neshama rests in the mind. Right? Like we were saying before, it's just the illumination, not the neshama itself. Right? He's giving us all the sources where we can check this out. And some of this neshama hovers and surrounds and enlightens over the head of the person from close by, from nearby. It's not in him, but it's near him. Soid, and this is the secret of, this is a phrase we know from Shir Hashirim, Ba'atra She'itra Loi Imoy, the crown with which his mother crowned him. Remember we spoke about before that the neshama parallels the mother. So the mother crowns her son. So that's the mother's neshama, and that's those sparks, those lights which are above the head of the person who merits it is like a crown. Those lights are a crown, right? It's shining light above his head, which appears as a crown. So that's what Shir Hashirim refers to. It speaks about the crown with which his mother crowned him. They're referring to the breath and the warm air that comes from the mouth of Ima. Ima, we said before, is the neshama. Lo'ev makif elov, which is this light that surrounds him. Moshe Kosu Beitz Chaim, Shara Klolim, Likutei Tanach, again, more sources, Moshe Nisbar El, Shebechinas HaNeshama, Hine Shimas HaPeh Elyon. As we said before, the Neshama is the breath of this higher mouth, this lofty mouth. Aval Ikran Hi Kule L'Male Gnuza. However, the essence of the Neshama is all hidden, it's all hidden high above, it's in a special treasury, a treasure house that's above the person. It's hidden in its source. It's hidden within the mouth, this holy mouth. It's hidden within the mouth, and it shines on the person from a distance. And with this, we can understand a midrash in Shmos Rabba on the pasuk Ki Hashem Yitain Chochma Mipiv Das. Ki Hashem Yitain Chochma, Hashem gives Chochma Mipiv Das Esfuna. From his mouth comes knowing and understanding. Just by the way, this is a pasuk we say every morning when we make the bracha that we come into a base midrash. So we ask when we come to learn that Hashem should help us and He should give us wisdom. Right? We say this pasuk, which is a pasuk from Mishle. Ki Hashem Yitain Chochma, Hashem gives wisdom. Mipiv, from his mouth comes knowing and insight and understanding. Now the Midrash says on this, pasuk, right? Lema dover doim. To what can this be compared? Lemelech shahayu lo ben. There was a king who had a son. Bo benoy mebeis hasefer. The son came home from school. Umotze tomchui lifnei aviv. He found a plate of food in front of his father. The son came home from school, and the father is sitting there at the table, and there's a plate of food in front of him. Notl oviv chasicho achas. The father took a piece of meat, a piece of food from the plate, and the son of he gave to his son. The father took a piece of food from the plate, he gave it to his son, etc. Omalui. So the son said to the father, Eli mevakish eli masha besich picho. So the son said to the father, no, no, I want what's in your mouth. I don't want the piece you give me from the plate. I want the piece of meat, of food that's in your mouth. That's what I want. Ma'asa, so what did the father do? Nesonala, he gave it to him. Just by the way, it's common practice for mothers to chew food before they put it in their baby's mouths, right? Because otherwise they can't chew yet, they don't have teeth. So it's not such an unusual thing. The analogy maybe is a little bit shocking to us, but that's the Midrash. That's how the Midrash speaks about this relationship between Hashem and the Jewish people, the king and his son. The cautious have been, the request of this cherished son, the son wants to receive the influence, he wants to receive the enlightenment which comes from the sparks, comes from the lights, which come from the neshama, from the mouth of the father, not from the father's mouth, which we said before, this is the breath of Hashem, the neshima, the breath that comes from the mouth. That's what he wants. He wants that food. He wants the light that comes from the mouth of the father. That's the pasuk we said. Hashem mipiv da'asas, from Hashem's mouth comes insight and knowledge. The son's request is that the influence that comes, the light that enlightens him, the light that comes down on him, should be mitzoytze or bechinas neshama. He wants the light that comes from the neshama, which is the highest light. Hashem akira nilemus menashimus pivis bolshmoy, who the source of this light is hidden in the breath of Hashem, the breath from Hashem's mouth, from the breath of Hashem's mouth. V'ramzu oy b'lesheinam hakodesh, and this midrash is also hinting to us something else. The analogy was to a child who comes from school, specifically the child who came from school to his father's table. And therefore they're telling us by using that analogy that the child came from school is that to tell us that really there is no end in the world to achieve this higher grasp, this higher insight. The only way, the only approach that we have, the only gate we have to reach this higher light, the high light of the neshama, the only really way is through busying ourselves and looking into and thinking deeply into and pondering and meditating on and contemplating the Holy Torah in holiness. We have to be learning the Holy Torah, and we have to be learning the Holy Torah in holiness, and we have to be thinking about the Torah. We have to be oisik in Torah. We have to busy ourselves and be oisik in Torah. We have to be thinking deeply into Torah. This is the approach to accessing this knowledge. This is the way to get to it. This is the only way to get to it. Because they both come from the same place. Where does Torah come from? Torah comes from Hashem. So therefore, if we want to access this upper light, specifically, the approach is the approach of Torah. But Kiyadu and Amevin, as those who understand, will obviously know. It all comes from the Torah. And this is what Chazal say, Beshash Amdu Yisrael Har Sinai. Right, when it came to Matan Torah, Am Yisrael was standing by Mount Sinai, the Kabbalists are Torah, they were there to receive the Torah. They said, we want to hear the commands from Hashem himself. Right, Moshe was going to relay the commands to Am Yisrael, and they said, no, we want to hear directly from Hashem. What does it mean they want to hear directly from Hashem? What, they don't trust Moshe? Moshe is going to change something. What does it mean they want to hear directly from Hashem? This is what it means. Right? And that's also possible. Let him kiss me with the kisses of his mouth. And we want the wisdom that comes from Hashem himself, not the wisdom that comes from Moshe. We want the wisdom that comes from Hashem's mouth, not the food in the king's mouth. As we want to get to the root of the whole thing. We want to access the source of it. We want that to our light should come from that neshama. But you know, once you access the source everything comes out from the source. Once you get to the root, so everything comes from the roots. Everything comes from the roots. But when you go in other places of the tree, different branches, So different fruits grow on different branches. But when you get to the root, everything comes from the root. So that's the idea that we want to hear from Hashem. That's what they said to Moshe Rabbeinu. Shabbos ha'mayim ha'makudash zochu kulam. And it was so that the time of this holy gathering of the entire Jewish people, they all merited. That there was hovering over them, enlightening them, this gleaming, this light, which was the light of the Neshama, the Nishmas Pivyus Baruch Kaviyochul, from the breath of Hashem's mouth, so to speak, and this is the idea of the crowns, right? We know that the Jewish people received at Mount Sinai, each one received two crowns. Everyone received two crowns. So these are the crowns. The crowns were these lights that were enlightened with the lights that, like the lights that lit up their heads, that were like crowns around the head. Who said Aksom Shazoku Basina Basimchas Oilom Al Roshom? It's a possible Shayah. Simchas Oilom, the joy of the world, which is the light of the Torah, is the joy of the world. Simchas Oilom Al Roshom was on their head. The joy of the world was on their head. It was like a crown on their heads. And through this, they merited to grasp, they merited to understand, to access the inner secrets of the neshama of the Torah, the soul of the Torah. Nishmas HaTorah Kedusha, the soul of the Torah. What's the soul? Soul of the Torah. Moshe Kosev Bezer Baloischo, Eraisa Isle Gufa. Torah has a body. Torah has a body. You speak about the body of Torah, right? Torah has a body. Chakimim, Avdid Amalkilo, however, the sages who are servants of the lofty king, in and the Kaim Baturis the sea. Now, those who stood by Mount Sinai, the Mistakli Elebanishmosa, they want to look into the neshama of the Torah. The Torah has a body, this is the body of the Torah. And we have the body of the Torah, all the lochas and all shas and all the psukim and all the tzanach, etc. But the chachamim who stood at Har Sinai, they wanted to see the neshama of the Torah. The ikra, the kula raisamamit, which is the root, which is the source of the entire Torah. They wanted to access the source, the root of the whole Torah. That's what they asked for when they said, we want Hashem to speak to us. Vusha amra v'kama makoibis b'midrash rava. And this is also brought in a number of places in the Midrash. Zayin ha'elehem v'sinai. They had a certain spear. They had a certain weapon, zayin, a kli zayin, like a spear they had at Sinai. V'shem ha'foyrish chokukalov. And the explicit name of Hashem was engraved on this spear. Shehu ha'soga elyoid v'nishmosa. Which means that the explicit name means a certain grasp, a very lofty grasp in the neshama of the Torah. V'sisri in the right ha'shma mefurash. And the secrets of the Torah are Hashem's name. What do you mean Hashem's name? The explicit name of Hashem. Hashem's name is the secret of the Torah. So they had the spear that they were holding, which was the secret of, which was the name of Hashem, which means the secrets of the Torah. Because so it was at the upper root, as we mentioned before. And that's the crown with which his mother crowned him. And this is also brought in the Midrash, Beyon Chasunosei, the day of his wedding. Right, there's a pasuk, right, also from Shir Hashirim, which speaks about the king on the day of his wedding. Beyon Chasunosei Zeh Sinai, the day of the wedding. It was a wedding day. We know the giving of the Torah was a wedding. Hashem held the mountains over the head. That was the chuppah. And Hashem himself was the chosen. And Klal Yisrael was the kala. And the kala went around the mountain, right? Like a kala goes around the groom. So that was Klal Yisrael was the kala. B'yom chasunos zeh sina, that's sina. B'yom simchas libo, the day of the joy of his heart, eidu divrei Torah. This is the divrei Torah that was given over to the Jewish people. V'zehu ba'atara, and this is the crown. This is the crown that was there, with which they were crowned. Hem aksoim hanal, these were the crowns that the Jewish people received. Shai b'sinai chaya hamelech, the life force of the king. Chaya HaMelech, the life force of the king. Ein Beitz Chaim, Shara Klalim, Sof Perek Hei. Okay, let's just start Perek Yudzayin. We have a few more minutes. Nevai Inyan Hiskashu Sagimu V'chinas Naran Echad V'chaver. You're going on to something new. This is basically an idea we mentioned before. The concept of the different parts of the soul being linked to each other, being connected to each other. So therefore the Nefesh would be connected to the Ruach, and the Ruach is connected to the Neshama. One is connected to the next. Who soid the ikar inyan atshuva? This is something that's very vital when it comes to the idea of doing tshuva. You know, tshuva is not just repairing the damage we've done when we sin, but it's also about getting closer to Hashem. Churi means returning. What are we returning to? We're returning to our source. We're returning to a closeness to Hashem. We're returning to an access to Hashem. So the idea of tshuva is this, through, because of this chain effect, that the low is attached to the high, which is attached to something that's even higher than that. This is the fruit of removing sins from the soul that has sinned. Right, a person who's engaged in the lusts of this world, right, the desires of this world. So therefore, he's contaminated by those desires. Those desires have entered him and contaminated him. So he wants to remove himself from that. So he wants to go up on the ladder. He wants to elevate himself above this contamination. So this is what we're speaking about. So this is what we're speaking about when we're referring to tshuva. Haseh chatois minefesh chuites, removal of the sins from the soul that is sinned. Ulatara micheloyis tumosa, and to purify it from the sickness of the contamination. Right? Because an aveira, someone indulges in aveira, actually is, it makes it sickens him. It makes him sick. Right? Sinning makes us sick. Right. A person should think and contemplate how much he has to be careful and how thoughtful he has to be in terms of the details of the service of Hashem. Right? We're busy doing the service of Hashem. We're working for Hashem. We're in Hashem's employ and we're carrying out his commands. And how careful we have to be about carrying out the king's commands in a proper way, in an appropriate way. Our service should be a whole service. It should be a perfect service. It should be a full service. It should be a holy service and a pure service. He should be examining his deeds at all times. He should always be watchful that he's acting appropriately, but his actions, the ma'aseh, dibura, machshavos, v'shem gimel b'chilas hanal, which is the three levels which we spoke about before, the right, nefesh, ruach, neshama, which parallels ma'aseh and dibura and machshavah.